Back now with Day to Day. Tonight on TV's Comedy Central, a new series transforms the White House into a cartoon comedy. If Little Bush has a familiar ring to it, there's a reason for that. Here's TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Just when you think you've seen every possible way to parody the presidency, Little Bush finds a new approach. The new Comedy Central series reimagines the Bush administration as a group of elementary school kids. George Bush is portrayed as a tyke in short pants, alongside miniaturized versions of Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, and Donald Rumsfeld. In this scene, our title character reacts to a change in the menu at his school cafeteria.
Come on, little Rummy, little Cheney, little Condi. We can't just sit here while they take away our hot dogs. It's un-American.
We could petition the principal for an alternate menu.
Or we could set the computer lab on fire.
Wait, I've got it. It's a little unorthodox, but I think it could make them change their mind, and it could be kind of fun.
Now, if you're a fan of Comedy Central, you might be feeling a bit of deja vu about now. Back in 2001, the network tried something similar. It launched a series called That's My Bush, which skewered the White House with a different twist. Instead of a kiddie cartoon, That's My Bush rendered the administration as a sitcom. In this scene, the president, as played by Timothy Bottoms, has an exchange with his wife that brings to mind a classic honeymooner's line.
George, I know you're busy being president, but it's important to me that we finally have some intimate time alone.
Oh, hey, now it's important to me, too. We're going to have the best night since we came to D.C.
Oh, thank you, George. You're the best, even if you are a clueless bastard sometimes.
One of these days, Laura, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Now, That's My Bush was terrible, which was surprising because its creators were Matt Stone and Trey Parker, who know a thing or two about brilliant, socially conscious comedy, having come up with a little something called South Park. But as I watched Little Bush, which was created by former Simpsons writer Donna Carey, my thoughts drifted back to That's My Bush. How could the South Park guys have gone so wrong? Maybe Stone and Parker were a little too ahead of their time. You see, That's My Bush ran for just a few months in early 2001, before 9/11. Now just think of the difference between how the administration was perceived then and now. The president was so new to the scene in 2001 that there wasn't really any material there yet. As a result, That's My Bush felt more like a satire of the sitcom form than the people being depicted in that form. In contrast, Little Bush has two terms of history to feast on. The series is teeming with references to every foible or failure of the past 7 years. It's not that Little Bush is such a great show, but that there's just so much comic fodder, it's hard for it to miss. If only the South Park guys had waited a little longer to take their shot. But it's like that old saw about the art of comedy. Timing is everything.
TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is an editor with The Hollywood Reporter.